Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Brady, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Listen, Bismillah, the disregard for his discography is a diss to God. I'm his instrument, my instrumental is dislodged. As soon as I discharge, my thoughts on his diss pause. Pick a tail if you been a friend or you infidel. Pin a tail on a jackass passing a triple grail. They hold masks for the masses, masking it for hell. Except for when you black and you put in casket or sitting sail. I've been trekking through this trail on the basis. I can provide light through this metaphoric oasis. Even though the system is setting itself for cages, we'd rather parade through the charade to get engaged. My soul is worth more than a sack of copper. Rhyme schematics more dramatic than a Spanish opera. Expand your chakra, indoctrinate any fan that cops the album or a song for my catalog. I'm that evolved.
Okay, yeah. Breathe in, let the light shine through. You ain't gotta reach out and find you. Separate the real from the fake, ain't nothing new. Let the light shine through. You ain't gotta go far to find truth. Separate the real from the fake. What type you?
I'm much too brilliant to be subject to the whim of public opinion. Cause I've never been a pawn, a jester for the coin. The dress rock is the queen or drip vermilion. When I spit, I can finally purge. I emit divine script like a primal urge. The drive emerge, jack a main line to that spinal nerve. Clear up that brainstem, your two eyes in the final third. Cause this ain't cap, I do not rap for the capital. Project on my shore to connect to the shores where cats are from. You oppose me by spiking a curve as a capricum. Keep that pressure up, you're pushing this wall to the maximum. Take a stay on go. Invoke spirits and ancestors on the fluid out the can. Call it Sagan's flow. I call my two cents a blueprint of Fainan's hope. Towards African revolution, every Kadon's rogue. Rock.
Okay, yeah. Breathe in, let the light shine through. You ain't gotta reach out and find you. Separate the real from the fake, ain't nothing new. Let the light shine through. You ain't gotta go far to find truth. Separate the real from the fake. What type you? Okay, yeah. Breathe in, let the light shine through. You ain't gotta reach out and find you. Separate the real from the fake. Ain't nothing new. Yeah, breathe out, let the light shine through. You ain't gotta go far to find truth. Separate the real from the fake. What type you?
Yeah, how real is this? Yo. Okay, look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a symbol, it's another wealthy liberal throwing up a virtue signal. Another rich Republican funneling corporate dollars to muzzle black voices. We're stuck with two choices, an open racist or a closet bigot. Either way, we're only given a certain limit to pivot, so be mindful as you move in that space.
Cause some of our allies are just white anarchists in blackface, and that hate creates chaos, stirring the mass doubters. Yes, black lives matter, but what happened to black power? Black businesses, black buildings, black community. Combine our dollar signs, decline qualified immunity. Control our property as we properly found sites. Patrol our own neighborhoods like the Jews in Crown Heights, or the Chinese in every metropolitan. Every sketch you profile them in is part of a larger net that they caught us in. I call a trend how I see a trend. The only way to stop racial oppression is killing it while it's deep within. I'm peeking in at the legislation that led this nation till its own demise, so I surmise you better express frustration. I'm speaking off the cuff, but I don't leave no creases. They still got us in cuffs after we leave the precinct. That's if you make it there, but they don't make it there. You can't compare disparity sparingly, who's prepared? Newsflash, CNN is just as bad as Fox. They coaxing black emotion to coincide with a notion. They're swinging their direction instead of true self-reflection. Projecting a biased view to use you for the election. We are not ex-slaves, knock the falseness off. We are survivors of the transatlantic holocaust, African genocide that lives inside this continent. Until America can admit to that, this is the consequence. So when did racism make its cause? The term white didn't exist until miscegenation laws. Europeans were Europeans and Africans were tribal. They used two weapons, a leather whip and a Bible. It's more vital than ever for those lesser. So stop with the gimmicks that mimic our oppressor. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. From out the concrete, still a rose can grow. Whoa.
And I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable that speak from my mouth, and no doubt he rubs you wrong and rubbing you out. To try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician. I'll be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet pen and fill it in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the midnight marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spill. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Dudes, niggas would dip from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I split the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned in the sign to change. Rearrange all your molecules, my Doctor Strange. Make a cultist move, if you disapprove. You can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit, and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance, rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame, and he came. But I'm the Royal Highness, don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance. Venice, 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 Venice,
Man, y'all already know what time it is. It's Renaissance Poetry. I'm your host, the Renaissance Poet. We are back in the building. Couldn't wait to get started. Man, we've been listening to good music today. I can't wait for you guys to hear what we've got for you during the break. The music is always inspiring. But I'll tell you a little bit about Renaissance Poetry. If you're new to the show, what we want you to do is come through and feel the vibe. We want you to understand that you got to bring your best shit when you come spit on this show. But again, when I talk about your best shit, I'm not talking about something that you need to impress me with, impress Kim, impress whoever may be listening. That's not what it's about. Your best shit is whatever is, you know, you're feeling that compels you, like, I got to spit this tonight. That's where I'm at. That's the energy that you're on. That's what we want. The best shit for you to spit tonight on this show. That's how we do. And we want you to spit anything. You know, you got the clever wordplay, bring it here. Sapiosexual, bring it here. You know, got some social justice, bring it here. You know, you got bars, bring it here. Whatever it is, bring it to the show. We want to hear it, especially when you got that good vibe and that good energy. Want to shout out to Kim Bellavenay holding down the event page. Shout her out. She does her thing. Anytime you come on the show and spit, what she's going to do is put your picture up. She's going to get people to link with you and all of that. And please remember, the event page is for you to put anything you got going on. You got a new book, put it on the event page. You got, you know, some poetry you want to, you know, that you spit tonight. You want us to actually read it and see it, put it on the event page. Whatever you got. You got flyers, put it on the event page and connect with everybody who's on the show and listening into the show. Now that that's all said and done, you know, it's time to get to the poetry, because that's how we do. So I'm going to go to the first caller that we got, and I'm so ready. We got 267 in the building.
Hold on. I got it.
Uh-oh. Oh, snap.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
All right.
Got the number one trophy tonight. What's happening?
I'm y'all real low. Let me put my headphones in. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Get it together now. Get it together.
Hold on. I'm be right with you. Cause I cannot hear. All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before. I'm like,
okay, yeah, well, we can hear you the whole time, so, I mean, yeah, get it, yeah. We ready. How you feeling?
I'm good. Things are looking up for me, so I'm happy internally.
That's what's up. You're the show starter tonight.
I'm surprised, yo, but it's all good. I got some fresh ink for y'all.
Already, that's what we want, you know. We're ready for you to get it started for us. So, you said you wrote it when?
All right. I wrote it like two days ago. Yeah, about two days ago.
Okay, bad. All right, well, shoot, we ready. I'm gonna let you do your thing. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called Who Is He? I search for stillness in me, but my rose becomes dewy in his presence. Who is he? I ask myself. Because there's something too familiar about his energy causing me to cleanse myself of all inhibitions. The slight abrasive friction of satisfaction is being reintroduced to my erogenous zones, getting to know him. And tears of all kinds of emotion flow to flood my nervous system from the devilish wiles of his worldliness. The more I open, the more I continue to crave him. My efforts of resistance to him are futile attempts, and I fall in the submissive position. Who is he? I ask myself again, because his vocal commands at my sweet spot configure the dilation of my pleasure and play command center, while he indulges in downstream spurts of ambrosia at the path between my entrance. And I swallow sweetly, sucking the pulses of his seminal genes. Who is he? I ask myself one last time. Because now he has open access to my soul and I become his effortlessly. His touch removed all questions of doubt of, am I desirable? He has reconfigured my sense of touch and validates my skin through the mutual exchange of our anatomical experience. As we bathe in the cosmos of what remains until our energies become one cosmic, explosive contentment. Well, he obviously knows me. So I told him, calmly and concise, your karmic debt was paid in full when you chose me. Everything here is natural. Your attraction to me and the way that I taste lets you move free. I've been waiting for the one who could seduce my mind and find my soul. So no doubt remains. I know who you are, and I'm yours. Rest at peace.
That's how we starting it off tonight, huh? Okay. Okay, hold on. Satisfaction is being reintroduced to my erogenous zones. Okay. You got pleasure command centers and stuff. Okay, wait a minute. But you were sucking the what? The Seminole? We're not talking about no Indians. We ain't talking about Seminole. We're talking about the other type. Hold on. Let me get off of that.
You know what I'm talking about.
They make the Florida State Seminoles you talking about. His touch removed all questions of doubt. Validates my skin. That line right there. Validates my skin. I like that. Yeah, you came through tonight with it. That's how you going to start the show? Okay. All right. I see how it is. You come in here setting matches on this one, you know. We was talking about a different type of award on, you know, Friday the 13th, but we're going to have to bring Keke Palmer back for you, you know. She showed her ass, didn't she, Kim? She showed her ass on this one. I wouldn't. The Seminole what? She was the Seminole. Look. I'm too young, people. I'm too young for that shit. Yeah, I appreciate you coming through, starting the show off for us, getting this, you know, going. Hopefully you can continue to listen to the rest of the show. And
absolutely.
I always appreciate that. If you want to, you know, let everybody know what you got going on, you know, this is another Epiphany host, you know, so let everybody know what you got going on.
Okay, so I am Liberla Negra, and you can catch me on Monday nights co-hosting with King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. And on Wednesday nights, you can catch me co-hosting, well, I'm waiting for my diva to come back, but I'll be the host for now in Divas Talk. And I have a guest panel of divas that join me every Wednesday night until my diva finishes with her healing. I don't know what the topic of discussion is going to be, but I know y'all going to like it. Matter of fact, y'all going to love it. So y'all come on through right here on Epiphany Radio. Wednesday night, Monday night. Matter of fact, y'all come through every night because Epiphany got it on lock.
Yeah, they got shows going on all night, man, and I mean all week. And I say, man, I enjoyed when I came through the show, you know, with all the ladies on the panel. That was fun, you know, kicking it with y'all. So, you know, it's a fun, you know, platform you got. So definitely.
Thank you. Y'all show up. Absolutely. Thank you.
Already.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That's La Pearl coming through, doing her thing, setting it off. You know, got the Keke Palmer Award right off the bat. We're going to come and hit with 215 in the building.
What's up, peoples? How's everybody?
What's going on? What's going on? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Blaze.
What's happening, partner, man? Been a minute. How you been?
I'm doing good, bro. How y'all doing tonight? Friday the 13th.
Man, it's that night. It's that night. We trying to come through and kill the mic, bro. We trying to kill the mic tonight.
Well, I'm about to burn the whole fucking stage up.
All right, you on your carry shit tonight. You on your carry shit. Okay, you want to burn the house down.
Yeah. This piece is called Night Terror.
Hold you up, man. I'm going to let you do your thing, bro. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Yeah, I guess you thought you'd step all over me, but I got a drama mind, and you just stepped on a drama mind. Just being here will make you need drama mean, but wipes the drama clean. Fucking with me, bro, this will be a trauma scene. I do way more than just twist and pinch. Yes, I'm a mean one, Mr. Grinch. No, I'm not a mean Dalai Lama trying to bomb a school of piranhas while palm your mom from behind her, grind until I disintegrate her spinal column. Yeah, I'm out of line and gives no fucks about your comments. No nonsense. And all about that modern day Vietnam stench / Holocaust. I don't give a fuck. Call your boss. See, I'm that dude that will scalp your facial, then spinal tap your carotid artery heartily and horribly, blow holes to your face quarterly, while forcibly, and of course the source is he being tossed. I'm saying, against me, you face a much more darker loss. While I sit back, drinking a tartar sauce, / Bloody Mary, / chili mango, / cranberry vodka drink. And then I sit back, start to pause and think, is my judgment clouded? Do my directions need to be rerouted? Or, bruh, are you really who you say you are? I mean, are you really about it? Nigga, I doubt it. I'll have you in your house on your couch sick, then break in, put a magnum in your mouth, dick while razor blading your facial space with the gasoline and alcohol, all because I need you to be an emotional albatross. Yes, I'm foul, of course. Your girls, salad, tossed with rusty, jagged-edged knife and fork, then leave her out on porch. I'll be back to throw her in the trash soon, but only after a couple raccoons that just went to the bathroom near baboons come tasting a bit of her last noon or her past moon, then drag her ass to some tall grass, spoon the remains, using the rest of the loose pieces as charms on a keychain. See, things wouldn't have to be this way if you'd first learned to respect me, but you just had to get checked, see? Let's see. On you? I know they told me I should ease up. But then it would be said that it looked like Blaze freezed up. I mean froze up. But no, Buzz, I know I should show love, but nah, nigga, you overstepped your boundaries. And how I'm feeling, you should get drowned deep. I mean, ain't no use in hiding from the bad spot. Because like Tyreek said, I am the bad spot, clown, and pound for pound, round by round, I'm your worst mistake, bro. I'll stomp your manhood into grape nuts. Have you talking through a trachea, put a stake in you. To me, you're a volcanic bonfire, baking you. But still, I'll be making your whole team start vaping you. Spleen and dome, my version of feeding your niggas your ass, because I know they need to eat adrenochrome. Run, Forrest, run. Run, Forrest, run. Run, Forrest, run. Shook looks. Can't move. Flight to errors. Have you paranoid as fuck on me to ever close your eyes again on me? Night terrors. Blaze. Night terrors. Close your eyes again.
Baby. Go give me the grape nut line back, bro. Give me the grape nuts line back.
I'll stomp your manhood. I'll stomp your manhood and the grape nuts.
Yeah, keep going. Just give me that whole stanza.
Oh, the whole joint. Okay.
That stanza.
I gotta
right
go
there,
back.
Yeah. A couple of lines, just like a couple of lines after that.
Shucks. I just wrote this joint, so I'm not even sure what that is.
But
I just wrote this joint, so now I got to go back and find it.
When I heard that part, bro.
About it, I have you in your house, on your couch, sick and break in, put a magnum in your mouth, dick while razor blading your facial speechless. I don't even know where that part is.
You just going in so hard, you don't even know.
I had just wrote it right before the show came on, so I'm not
bro,
sure exactly where that
shit, right
where
after
that's
the
located.
Done, I'm telling you, I was done. I was like, this dude here wilding. He is wilding, bro. Where the hell did this
you
piece
know,
come
I, you
from?
Know how I do,
who,
man.
Who got you,
you
going,
know
bro?
I do.
Who got you going?
Just for something that, you know, to bring a whole other thing. Here, though, I found it. I am the bad spot clown, and pound for pound, round by round, I'm your worst mistake, bro. You all stomp your manhood into grape nuts. Have you talking to a trachea, put a stake in you. To me, you're a volcanic bonfire, baking you. But still, I'll be making your whole team start vaping you. Spleen and dome, my version of feeding your niggas your ass, because I know they need to eat. Adrenochrome. Run, Forrest, run.
Bro, that's the line
run,
that got me, man, with
Forrest,
the trachea shit.
Looks.
Huh? The trachea shit. I was like, hey, you did not say right after the grape nut slide, the trachea. I was done, bro.
Have you talking to a trachea? Put a
yeah,
man,
who pissed in your cereal, man? Who pissed in your cereal, dog?
I just wanted to hear you let people hear the angry side of me again because I ain't did it in so
okay,
long.
Okay. Look, I got people in my inbox scared of you right now, man. I'm scared of him. All right, bro. You came through and did what you needed to do on Friday the 13th. You scared the people, man. So you
yes,
did your thing, man. I appreciate you
thanks
coming
for having me, man.
Already, man. Hope you make
yes,
it to
sir.
The next show. I hope you can continue to listen, you know, and hit the event page up and let people know what you think about them and respond to whoever might be hitting you up.
Word, okay. Thanks for having me, bro.
Indeed. My man said all kinds of wild shit tonight. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's Friday the 13th. Let me go to 707 in the building. What's happening?
I got to go behind him. Oh, God. How you
doing? How you going to follow that? How you going to follow that?
I can't. I don't know what to do.
Hey, stopping the grape nuts got you speaking through your trachea, man. Shit is done.
I heard. Oh, I always love somebody.
Oh,
he just says something to me.
Yeah.
How y'all
yeah,
doing?
Yeah. Hey, I am great. I'm already having a good time. Let everybody know who we have
okay.
on the mic tonight. Please.
I'm Miss Lisa. How are you? The kids know me as Miss Lisa.
Okay.
He knows me as
know
he knows me as his baby. Leland, misbehaving.
Look at you. You wilding out too, boy. I tell you, Friday the 13th, man. Friday the 13th.
I don't even know.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Kimbrella. I don't even know. I'm like, these first two comments. I'm like, Lord. I was going to say something so nice and pure. There was going to be a little short piece just la 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 and going about my way.
Nah.
But then my ego got me
away. Hey, you know what? That's what the show's about. That's what the show about. Whatever you're feeling, whatever type of way you're feeling, you're supposed to come through and spit that shit.
Okay, I'm working on a couple pieces, so they're not ready yet.
Okay.
I don't know if you have my CD, but there's an intro on my CD. And
well, I mean, if that's what the ego's got, don't want to do that.
I think I'm going to do that, the intro to my CD.
Oh, shit. Y'all get ready.
This is titled Pornetry Freak.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. Disclaimer. If you're the type who likes to make love, where your hands bond together like gloves, and your tears fly when doves cry or when guys search for ladies to marry, this isn't that kind of poetry. If you like being snug, like a bug in a rug, or like planting sweet kisses while professing your undying affection, then maybe you should head towards the other direction, because I love erections. Fat, skinny, big, long. I want that dick to knock down my walls, hollow out my pussy like empty halls. Yes, honey. Have my legs open and closed like curtain calls. This right here is so fucking graphic. It's like listening to a dirty movie. That's the kind of work that moves me, see. I hop on dicks like pogo sticks. I got that Ripley's Believe It or Not shit. Pump that fist deep inside my abyss, then give that wrist a little twist. Give me those fingers to taste while that tongue frolics below my waist. He loves the taste of my strawberry glaze. I know I should behave with class and grace, but I love to have that nigga babies on my face. Fuck that. Pull that dick out and fuck me in my ear so I can hear you coming. Got my ink running. My scribes make uppity bitches cringe. They become unhinged while their nostrils hair singe with this fire I spit. But I will admit, all of these checks that I've laid out aren't necessarily my reality. See, these are the tales, my freaky tales. These are the tales that I tell so well. To make this long story not too short, freaky has more than one meaning. Freaky is being sexually open, acting sexually, so poetically I will go there. But freaky also means very odd, strange, or eccentric. So I will be sharing some what the fuck shit. Either way, I hope you enjoy this headship. Now that I got that out of my system, I hereby welcome you to my freaky tales. You have been warned. Namaste.
mm-hmm. Yeah. My sister is real grown up in these streets. Up in these streets.
Look, brother,
they done started it off. We had LaPearl coming in here talking about the Florida Seminoles. And now she in here talking about hopping on like pogo sticks. Look, it's I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about her legs open and closed like curtain calls. What the? I got that Ripley's Believe It or Not type shit.
She did say that.
Yo, shit. I mean, I don't know what's going on, Key, but we got two.
It started off that way. We got the Florida Seminoles. We got Pogo Sticks and Ripley's Believe It or Not. We got breathing out of tracheas. We got all that shit tonight.
It's a battle. It's a battle between a Keke Palmer award and a Jason Voorhees award. Like, man,
yeah.
I'll take the Millie Jackson award, please.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, not the Millie.
If you know, you know. And if you do know, you owe.
I knows about Millie when I wasn't supposed to know about Millie.
Girl, you and me both.
But yeah, you know, listen, I was there when you did kind of like the debut of your CD. You played it. It was like a listening party you gave.
Yeah.
And man, that CD, let me tell you something. If y'all ain't got Freaky Tales, you're missing out. Because when I tell you my sister goes in, she goes in. And what I like about Lily is she got some downright raunchy, nasty, filthy butt. It's not just that. She got wordplay for your ass. She got metaphors for your ass. She ain't that type of person that just puts all the obvious words out there and just leave it there. She knows how to get creative with her stuff, and that's what I appreciate about the erotica work that she puts out.
Yeah, it's like she's always, you know, the way she delivers it as well. You know, she has that delivery that kind of matches, you know what I'm saying, that matches the rhythm of what she's doing. So it always comes out the right kind of way, you know. She definitely, you know, she's on shit tonight. What happened? What award do we get for that? I don't think we got an award for that one.
The Eartha Kitt Award for the best kid.
Oh, shit, not the Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see.
But can we get a just a little bit darker award? Is that what that is?
Yeah. We can. Look, blame it on Nigeria. If you know, you know.
Oh, shit. There she go.
Okay, I'll go to the
hair. It's over for you hoes.
Y'all cut up.
It's painful. I had a pure, innocent, nice, loving poem, but the mother tree before me, that's them. That was them. I'm sorry. So I'm going to sit in my corner.
You don't place the blame where it go. You got about 2.5 awards tonight for your shit tonight. Just by yourself. 2.5 awards. So, yeah, I don't blame it on nobody but you.
Oh my God!
We always appreciate when you come through.
I'm gonna swallow it up and go. Okay, thank you.
She cut.
Oh shit! Wilding out. We appreciate you coming through, Lily, as always, doing your thing. And again, hopefully, you can stick through the rest of the show and kick it with us.
I will.
Always make it back when you can.
Yeah, I definitely will. Thank you for the platform.
Already. As Lily showing out. All right, Kim, I'm going to put you back on it because I couldn't handle that by myself. I was like, I ain't old enough for that kind of language.
I'm a little nervous. That's only the third poet. They about to show out.
Hey,
we're going back to the
next
page.
We're going to see what's happening next. I'm going to go to the next caller here. We got, I'll see, we got 937 in the building.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 what's happening?
Everybody know
who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Adrian Simone. Happy Friday the 13th, y'all.
Indeed. Wilding out. Oh, shit. How have you enjoyed the show so far tonight?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Just what I needed. I'm at work, so it's leveling me up.
I bet it is. Shit. Already. So, I know you're ready to do your thing. You're at work and everything, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here on this fifth day of the week. Some just to listen, others are here to speak. Some are here to eat, pray, love. They are the keepers of words, are the gatherers of thoughts and will mumble things thought gone unheard. Some have a gift but see it as a curse. Psalms were the scriptures. Revelations is free verse that the poetry begins. According to the calendar, Gregorian Fridays have been gory, and the day after 12 is always known to be where evil dwells. Paraskevador Catrophobia, the fear of Friday the 13th, but has never been weird for me. I embrace today with a bit of relief, swallow the moon for my voice and drown to breathe. I stop running like Jason was chased and embrace my crazy with a bit of brazen, bathe in the crystal lake where he was taken. Come out glistening, listening. I'm not a Christian, so I laugh at the superstitions that others believe in, are steeped in like Lipton, people bound to beliefs in a leather-bound black book simply for tradition is what's scary to me. Voorhees could never be. Manifesting and praying both alter your reality, but if my offer is at the altar and not at the church on bended knee, then I'd be a witch. Let me burn some sage. My third eye is twitching. All that scratching is making me itch. I want a versus with a disciple sipping and spitting their best shit. No need to convince me of a universal authority. I always see the God in me, the good in me. My mirror reflects in 3D all the fifth dimensions of my inner workings, of my light being. Even in the dark, I grow brightly. Spiritual enlightening was fond of me, deeper than a pond to me. More like electrified water, a shocking, life-giving, renews me, resurrects my resolve, makes me chase my dreams. Who's sleeping? Not me. Do you see 13? Mask off, it's Friday. Better throw some salt at me. I'm laughing. In peace.
Oh, goddamn. Give me back the, because you was flowing. Give me back the Jason was chasing line. The way that you was spitting, I got to hear that one more time. You got to get that back to me. The flow was ridiculous.
Okay, let me go back. I stopped running like Jason was chasing, embraced my crazy with a bit of brazen. Bathe in the crystal lake where he was taken, come out glisten, listen. I'm not a Christian, so I laugh at the superstitions that others believe in, are steeped in like Lipton, people were bound to beliefs in a leather-bound black book simply for a tradition was scary to me.
Damn, the flow is ridiculous. Where did that come from? You were spitting. And the voice, what's up with that? Like, why are you,
I said,
you
I swallowed
like, you know,
the moon. I said I swallowed the moon.
Shit. I mean, you're spitting with moonlight. I mean,
the moon
I can see that.
And drowned to breathe.
Damn.
I wrote this right before the show. I said I'm at work.
Oh, you just wrote this shit too?
I just wrote this.
Oh, hold on.
Friday
hold on. We got the fresh ink, Kim. We got the fresh ink. We got the fresh ink.
Oh, I had to take myself off mute. Peace, y'all. Peace. That was different. First of all, see, I love, this is what I be talking about Renaissance poetry. What we tend to bring out of people is that step into a different dimension of their pen. That was why I appreciate this, because you've been showing us different levels. You're witty, you're creative, but I love the delivery. This was a very different delivery from, you know, any that I've ever heard from you before, and I love the wordplay. I love how you incorporated, you know, the Jason Voorhees, the Friday the 13th. I love the eeriness of this poem, and
yeah.
Man, I mean, just the whole delivery, everything wrapped up was just, I love it. It was something different, and I like that was pretty dope.
Thank you. Reason why I wrote this is I get word of the day, and the word for today was Paris. We got to say it again. Paraskevadecotrophobia, which is fear of Friday the 13th. That came to my phone. I got to use
and
that
that's
word.
How, wow. And you got to use the word, and you made it flow. And you made it flow.
Sometimes that's all it takes. You come across a word, and it sparks a whole idea. And like I said, I love the creativity of what you did with it. But that delivery, though, the cadence was everything.
Was
and the wordplay, like, you were, like, really flowing. I mean, that flow was nice. That flow was really nice.
She spit that shit.
Yes, she did.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's what the fuck I'm talking
about.
Happy
50 years to hip-hop.
Indeed, 50 years of hip-hop, and you spit it like you was like you had a rhyme scheme in this piece. Like, this flowed like hip-hop, so it was dope.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Carry on. I got to go.
Appreciate
work.
You, Kim. All right, do your thing. We appreciate you coming through with your brand-new piece. We're going to go to the next caller. Hopefully you can continue to listen to the show while you're at work.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Y'all have a great show.
Already. We're going to go to the next caller here before we get to the break. We got 213 in the building.
Yo, how did I just change you?
213, you're there?
Is that me?
Yeah, that's the 213. 213.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing? you good over there?
All right now. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Hi, Kimbrella. Hi, Keith. This is Candy Baby. How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Bring Kim in right quick. Let me bring her in right quick.
Hey, Candy Baby. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. So glad you could make it through. We always a pleasure to, when you come through. We're always ready to hear what you got to bring.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go real quick while I'm at a red light. Hold on.
All right. I'm going to let you do your thing. You're going
to
press mute.
All right, press.
All right, mic is yours.
This is called Beauty Standards. I'm guilty. I'm guilty of fulfilling my belonging by modern standards of beauty while screaming, I'm in love with me. Doctor's appointment coming soon on the road to chase a bad bitch dream. Mommy makeover hours in the gym. Can't go anywhere without a face full of makeup. I look good. Filtered esteem. A byproduct of beauty products. Career concubine. Can't let the money stray away. Catching the planes to the DR to fix my teeth. $1 million smile, literally. I'm willing to risk my life on operating tables just for compliments of a rich man's pockets. Looks can kill. Nah, that's real. Keeping up with today's standard of beauty. If only the stats show what we're really risking. Is it worth it all? Constantly consuming the last influencer's feed, prettiest program, manipulated genetics, waxes, vajacials, facials, Botox, where does it stop? I like me. Do I really like me? Validated by fraudulent founders chasing fountains of youth, immortality for immortal beings. We must inevitably all age. Why not age gracefully? Distorted sense of sensibility, we can beat nature. Perplexing to think. We're balanced by imbalances, adding silicone in garage shots as if God didn't make us in his image, but I got to look good, even if it kills me. Candy Baby, I kind of messed up there, y'all, but it's okay.
Shit, couldn't tell. Validated by fraudulent founders. I got to look good if it kills me. The whole message is there. I mean, you did your damn thing in the piece. I mean, shit.
I'm all
and you had a red light. And you had
I'm
a red light.
Over this piece, sis, let me tell you something. The message, you got to spit this on, like, every platform that you can because the relevance of this piece is exactly what's killing our young girls right now. If you look on Instagram, you look on all these social media platforms, these young girls don't understand all these filters, all this work that goes into women, the body sprays, the tummy tucks, the BBLs. They got girls out here with chicken legs and the butt don't even match the legs. It's ridiculous. But when you just said, I got to look good even if it kills me, the sad part,
that line,
the sad reality of that line, that's volumes. That line speaks volumes. And you said something like, where does it stop? I like me. Like, when you spit this piece, I literally thought about Little Kim. She is the first person that came to mind when you spit this piece.
That is my role. That used to be like my, I'm not going to say necessarily full role model, but like she was a dark-skinned girl that had high self-esteem from the streets. You know, when I see Little Kim on TV, I'm like, they're putting us on TV. then Lil' Kim turned to something else. She didn't love herself enough, and that broke my heart. I ain't even gonna lie. But yeah.
It comes from not having the right people around you. You got a bunch of yes men around you, not telling you what's real. These are the results. That is such a necessary piece. Like, I'm serious. You have to spit that as much as possible. That is a very necessary piece.
Absolutely.
Thank you
and
so
the way
much.
That you spit it, I understand that, you know, you're at the red light, so maybe you sped your cadence up a little bit, but I know when you're really into it, you give it to us a certain kind of way. That piece really needs to be given where it could be heard and received properly. You definitely got to do that one more time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. All right, no, I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks,
y'all,
right.
Y'all got to support me for the soul. I've seen it. So I can't wait to see y'all there. And, of course, I'll be on here.
All right.
Indeed. Much love, sis.
Thank you.
All right, that was Candy Baby. She made it through to the show. We always appreciate that. You know, she got a lot going on. She's probably on her way to a venue right now or something. Ain't no telling. But we got a few minutes, so we're going to go ahead and go to the break. When we come back, you're going to have a host spit. So I'm going to spit. Kim's going to spit. We're going to do our thing. We're going to come back to the callers. So this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we'll be right back. I'm so excited to see what y'all think about this break, though. We'll be right back. She said she won't tap out. Might take a time out. I'm on my ego, so, you know, I'm trying to blow her back out. Throw my own back out. She can throw that ass, and I'm too deep to back out. Make her do the twist when I kiss all her lips. I'm no chubby chaser, but I chubby check her fat cat. Fill her to the brim. She's hardcore little Kim. I'm in Raw, R-A-W. She's a big fan of my Big Daddy Kane. Of course, since my tongue has Indian in its blood, I can make it rain. I grab thighs, skin slaps sound like thunder rolls. Although her flood is a little too much for Garth Brooks to hold, my dick is like ganja smoke. She blows, intoxicating, earth-shaking like God was doing push-ups. I stand up in it like Moses with his staff, but it's not the ocean floor I stab. I grab her neck, squeeze for dear life. Our energy is so high, so bright. Our eyes are like deers in the headlights, mesmerized. I rise, but this ain't Maya Angelou. We flow to a different plane of existence. The constellation is the witness when I big dip her, flip her in this water. Ain't no dolphins, though. I'm sipping slow. She's my syrup, codeine. I'll be her fiend. Nose in her crack. Arms are scratched. I need a fix. Legs spread. Face in betwixt. Blue magic. Our aura is that fantastic. Granted, I almost died, but she's my Lazarus. So in her water, I'm revived. My hands are to the sky. She's holding up the earth at last. I'm licking her scars like I'm following a roadmap. At last, at a James last, we grasp the end of sanity, the fringe of eternity. She said, you ever gonna return my soul to me? I said, return. You gave it freely. Your soul is where it chose to be, where screams have no sound like an Edvard Munch painting, just open mouths. We're bound to one another in Big Luther's here and now. The curl ain't quite right, but I'm a curl that yoni to my mouth all night. Her insides are silent tonight. Her eyes are like starry this night. Make her go Van Gogh so she can literally bust it open. Internal scream so intense her eardrum busts open like she cut off her own ear, but there's nothing left to hear. So I look her right in her eyes. I'm setting fire to her insides like my dick had a left eye. She's coming in waves, but there's nothing left but to ride her waves like Calgon carried her away to this place where little Luther's miracles happen every day. Our last little death, damn near put our bodies in a state of decay. Still, there's no tapping out. But shit, we might need a little break. Is the next sound we both make. Renaissance.
What is up, Cam? What's happening?
Nah, don't what's up, me.
We back.
Don't
we back, people. We back. We back.
Nah,
we back. Renaissance
nah.
is back. What's happening, people? What's going
nah.
on?
Nah. Don't what's happening, me. Don't even try to do me like that. The setup, your setup be so diabolical, yo. I mean, I know it's Friday the 13th, but damn. You gotta do me like that, and then bring me in like it's just all peace. Yeah, what's up? dropping lines.
It is all peace. It's all peace, you know? Peace.
Peace and love. It's all peace. The
one love, one mic, all that.
Yeah, it's all peace. The constellation is the witness when I big dip her. Yeah, like God was doing push-ups for real. That's I'm licking her scars like I'm following a roadmap atlas. Like the big Luther, little Luther. This piece, you already know I'm a fan of this piece, man, because you just snapped. Like the references, the wordplay, you know I was tripping all over that guy doing push-ups line from the first moment I heard. I'm like, what in your mind? Like, what place do you have to be in to sit there and come up with a line like God was doing? Do you know how I'm done. First of all, I want you to give the people, because you had some education in there too. The Edward, you know, when you started talking about that painting, I was not aware of that painting. That went over my head. Bring people into, first of all, give me those lines, and then bring them into what that's all about, because that went over my head the first time you spit it, because I didn't know him.
All right, so let me get back to that line. She said, "You ever going to return my soul to me?" I said, "Return. You gave it freely. Your soul is where it chose to be, where screams have no sound, like an Edvard Munch painting, just open mouth." So anybody who has seen this painting, this literally is the painting where the person is holding the hands to the side of the face and the mouth is just open.
Come on now.
That's Edvard Munch. That's Edvard Munch's painting.
That is ridiculous. So think about, y'all, just think about what he just embodied in that line, and then tie that painting, that expression. Y'all know that. Listen, we all grown up in here. Y'all know that expression. That painting is so befitting. If you don't know, go on over there, Google it, check it out, and it will tie it all together for you, I promise. But also, please give me back the lines around the guy doing push-ups, please, because that right there was just, that was some next level stuff right there.
All right, let me see here. "I grab thighs, skin slaps, sound like thunder rolls. Although her flood is a little too much for Garth Brooks to hold, my dick is like ganja smoke she blows, intoxicating, earth-shaking, like God was doing push-ups. I stand up in it like Moses with his staff, but it's not the ocean floor I stab."
Yeah. That's all I got.
Hey, no, just
I can't.
Lines.
I can't. Just a couple lines. And then you're going to bring me in, you know what I'm saying, just also, yeah, what's up, you know, like, isn't it?
No, it's just a basic, just a couple lines, some basic
stuff. The constellations were the witness of how I big dip her. Clever as hell, wordplay fire. Seriously, you know I'm a big fan of your pen. And I love just the wittiness of your pen. I love the flow, that wordplay. And you always seem to take it to the next level. We've heard many, you know, many lines flipped. A lot of people got some of the same. But you tend to come with, like, things that make you sit there like, how the hell did he come up with that line right there? And I love how you tie it.
I'm going to say this, though. You know, even though I got, you know, Edvard Munch, it's just like different times I read this poem, there's pieces that I think stick out to me that are funny. Like, I think this piece is funny. And I understand it does things for other people, but I try not to laugh when I'm spitting the pieces because certain lines will stick out to me. But what's best with me right now is you keep talking about the constellation part where I big dip her, but it's the line after that that almost made me bust out laughing.
We're going
the constellation is the witness. The constellation is the witness when I big dip her, flip her in this water. Ain't no dolphins, though. Flipper was the show.
See, let me tell y'all something. I have to go through this with him a lot. Like, we'll be sitting here going through, you know, what people are going to do. You know, and this guy right here be getting so caught up in his piece that he busts out laughing. Like when he gets like a, you know, like a real clever, witty line or a metaphor, like we really have to sit there and get through him laughing for like 10 minutes because he just can't even believe he just came up with a line. Like
this. So, it's so ridiculous. Like this poem is called Tap Out, but somehow I found a way to get Flipper, the dolphin in this motherfucker, to, you know, it's just, it's crazy as hell, but I'm sitting there reading it, and I haven't read it in a while, so I'm literally just reading it, you know, fresh out, like I didn't practice it. I just, you know, grabbed the poem, and I come to the line, and it almost got me, you know. You know, when I big dip her, flip her in this water, ain't no dolphins, though. It's just like, it almost got me. I'm over it now, but yeah, it almost got me. But yeah. I appreciate everybody coming out and listen to us go through this shit because we get it in on, you know, overtime. I mean, over the break. But all this stuff she done brought up, it's all good. It's all fun and all of
that.
Here
we go.
We all know when we listen to this show, with Cambrella spit, everything I just, it gets forgotten. It gets forgotten. When the hurricane comes through, it flood everything and it's over with. So I get my little flowers right now, but they finna be, they been be withered away. They finna wither away when she spit. That's all I'm saying. So
no,
y'all get y'all sandbags, you know, batting down the hatches. The hurricane finna spit.
I'm finna
press the mute. Mic is yours.
All right. He sends me VIP invitations of his patience, and I implode into naked layers as he tastes my frontal lobe while giving compliments to the chef. His eyes request sound to submit as he savors my depth, pressing his mind against the essence of we. Chemistry conference calls us and we answer through elements of fire and water, giving movement to euphoria's limbs as she begs for a menage a trois. See, I deep throw his visions. She engulfs his jewels. He arches my dreams for deep penetration, injecting verbal life while we saturate and figuratively gyrate the lining out of these papyrus sheets, releasing endorphins upon our poetic mattress, style free. No practice. Screen saving mirrored reciprocation, computer love. No keyboard or keystrokes required as we are already prototyped, taking pulls of life, succumbing to its highs, yet blowing out the toxins until I exhale into the beauty of my REM state, contouring his name with memoirs of what we shared. Praying the noise of the world won't break in with his nightmares, his air. It tastes so sweet, like pineapples with a hint of mint, juicy. Verbal intercourse dripping from his lips directly into my soul. I am drenched in his essence, licking my fingers and craving for seconds, growing thirstier by the second as the dialect of his flesh expresses that I am second to none. He presses upon me with his nocturnal tumescence, marinating me full of succulent moisture for him to enter and bathe his endowment in my splash. See, he doesn't even have to ask because I'm already open to the richness of his hue, and I can't resist his nape to spinal kisses, and I can feel the movement of time's hands and his at the same damn time, wrapping us in a warm ambiance of explicit rebuttal responses and simultaneous quivers. He delivers so deep that it stutters my speech, making me reach for things that don't exist. See, my body needs this, and it blushes as he touches every inch of me, exposing my love orifice like open fruit, consuming all of me like a delicacy, and I am pulsing, clenching,
barely holding on to my zenith, so I submit, feigning to submerge, spaz and spit all over his microphone with creativity and versatility, like the gifted poet I am. And I oblige and secure his rise until he begs to slide inside of his perfect fit so he can wear me well. I glide the girth of his swell as we release and exhale into erotic size. The walls spy on us in shadow form until a new morning is born. And I awaken to the lingering fragrance of him upon my pillows and sheets, taunting me while I'm forced to utter his name, followed by the most vulnerable confession and urgent text message through the waves. I need you right now. In peace.
Yeah. Yeah, you ain't shit for this. Yeah. It's Friday the 13th, people. It's Friday the 13th. Kim don't be doing shit like this. Don't be spitting this right here.
Oh,
you don't be doing this,
friend.
People. It's, hey, y'all don't even understand what just happened. She don't be spitting this one.
I keep that tucked away in the stash. You know, that comes out every
I
time.
I mean,
every
look, she didn't came through. You got to get yourself to Jason Voorhees tonight. You got to get that to yourself. Cause you don't be spitting this one like you don't be spitting this one. I mean, this was nasty.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it was given properly with the wordplay. But you know, you were saying a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? You had all the wordplay in it. You know, you had all the wordplay. You know, from the start. You know, from the start, he tastes my frontal lobe while giving compliments to the chef. Hold on. I mean, you have some stuff going there. As she begs for menage a trois, I deep throat his visions.
Hey,
what?
You know.
What?
Me,
wait
you
a
know.
Minute. I mean, look, you got it. You're going in here. You're going in through the whole piece here. Shit. You're talking about the rim state contouring his name with memoirs of what we shared, praying. The noise of this world won't break into his nightmares with air. Tastes so sweet like peaches and agave with a hint of mint juice. But hold on. I know damn well you didn't hit me with the voice tonight. That's what I wanted to start off with. I just got lost in the words. How you going to start off? Because everybody know how Kim sounds. She's straight out of Jersey with hers. You know, she's straight out of Jersey with her. But soon as the piece starts.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Where this come from? That ain't
listen,
the Kim I know. Wait a minute.
You got to become the peace.
I said it's Friday the 13th, people. It's Friday the 13th.
You got to become the peace, man. I see.
She didn't became the peace, y'all. That's what y'all done. That's Friday the 13th. We got Freddy Krueger. We got Jason. We got all of them in this piece here. Y'all done showed out tonight. Y'all done brought out Kim. Y'all done brought out Kim and her nasty.
Hey, you know, every now and then, you know, every now and then, we grown up in here. We all grown up in here.
Yeah. Mrs. Nasty Todd just showed up. I know Taraji be losing her mind right now. You doing this piece.
Oh, she done heard this piece. She was like, oh, my.
I know she done heard it, but, you know, she usually try to come through with, you know, with the church music after this. We can't follow that with the church music tonight.
Oh, Taraji would have made it happen. Trust me. She
hey,
would have made it happen.
I don't know. Taraji might have. Hey, Taraji would have brought out Twin.
Oh.
It's Friday the 13th. She might have brought out Twin.
She'd have brought out Twin and Twin. Much love.
Right
shout
around
out
here. But yeah.
Don't start. We'll be up here all night.
We appreciate y'all for listening to us and our shit. We get it in. Shout out to Taraji. You know, we love it. Shout out to Keith for the song. You know, he got me going for the Don't Disturb This Groove. He got me in my mind to bring that back. But, yeah, we're going to go back to the next call. I appreciate you, Kim, for doing your thing. I always appreciate how you could sweep it clean for me. You know, it's like I ain't even spit. So I appreciate that. I'm going to put you back on the event page.
to do your thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
We got 469 in the building.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy MD Live.
What's happening, player, man? How you been?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, sitting at home, having a drink or two.
Hey, nothing wrong with that,
maybe,
man. What you sipping on?
I got me a little crown.
So you mix it with anything?
I'm taking it easy, so I'm like, oh, no, I got to have it straight.
Already.
Got to have it straight.
I ain't mad at your place.
You have a long, hard day. You got to have something straight. You don't need no chaser, nothing.
Nah, I'm with you on that, man. Definitely with you on that. So how long have you been listening? You been here the whole show, or you just came in?
I came in around about 9.
I bet. How about?
So I don't know if I missed much, but I like and I enjoy what I heard so far.
That's what's up, man. Glad to hear it. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This is a piece that I wrote to a play called The Maintenance Man, a Michael Bazin's play. Hey, man, how was your day? I know you must be tired from work. So come on in here and sit down and let me help you take your stresses away. I get you a glass of wine while you relax. Better yet, clothes off. Lay right here so I can massage your back. Let me take it a little further and use my tongue to trace the entirety of your naked frame. From the top of your head down to the sole of your feet. As I'm sure every spot is tasty and sweet. Let me entice you to dream while I fulfill the pleasures that your body and mind have longed for. Let me become your sexual knight in shining armor. Tell me where you ache the most, and that is where my lips will blow as I hold this ice in my mouth. The coolness of my breath will send relief to your aches and pains while my fingers caress the nakedness of your frame. And I watch your worries float away. Excuse me for one moment before we go further. I need to check something. Sorry, baby. Your time is up. But we can continue 30 minutes for another $100. Don't get mad at me. You only booked me for an hour and a half. You can come back next week. And for you, I discount my rates. But remember, good dick don't come cheap. So, should I pin you in for next week around 3? Before you leave, let me whisper something in your ear. If you got girlfriends that need something fixed, tell them I have references. Yeah, baby. Tell them to call me. I'm the maintenance man. In peace.
Damn, bro, that kind of puts fuck you, pay me into a whole different kind of thing there, bro. I see what you did with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I said, you got to pay me. Shit, I mean, can I pencil you in? I ain't mad at you, player. I ain't mad at you. Let me hold on. I need some help on that with Kim. He said he got to get paid.
I gotta get mine.
He said
he got to get his money.
When he said, yeah, he definitely let us know about that. Talking about if your friends need something fixed. But
yeah,
listen,
but, hey.
in the beginning, my brother said, tongue tracing the entirety of your naked frame, the coolness of my breath will send release to your aches and pains. Come on now. Talk your shit.
See, that's what I'm saying. I can't repeat all of that. I got to bring her in for that. I can't repeat that.
The maintenance
I got to get that to her to repeat.
Man,
that.
Who Ladies, do you need something fixed? The maintenance man is on the mic.
Hey,
I know that's
hey,
right.
He said he got discounts.
Right.
He got discounts for you.
He's giving out discounts.
If you ain't hear that, you know, hit him in the inbox. He can get it. He got the Friday the 13th discount.
Most definitely.
He already sipping on a little Crown. He feeling good. You never know what what kind of price. Never know what the price is. You might want to check
you
out.
You never can tell. This piece, I enjoyed this slick. I mean, you were slick talking through the whole piece, but then when you hit him with the price, your time is up.
Oh. Yeah, he was talking mad shit. He said, but you know, fuck you, pay me. You know, fuck you, pay me. Literally.
Yeah.
That's how we do
Yeah.
That's
fuck you, pay
do.
Me with respect, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Put some respect on.
I'm going to respectfully say, fuck you, pay me.
I know that.
Fuck you.
Long as the money's right. Long as the money's right. You know,
I enjoyed this piece. I really enjoyed this piece. Thank you so much for coming through.
All right. Appreciate you, bro. Hope you can make it back to the show next time.
Oh, always will come back through.
All right.
This ain't going to be my last show.
All right. I appreciate you, man.
All right, bro. I'm going to sit back and relax and listen to the rest.
Indeed. All right, we got 864 in the building. Y'all show it out. Y'all showing out.
Oh, shit.
864. Hi. Let everybody know who we got on the mic. 864.
Queen B.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, is that your Facebook name?
What?
Is that your Facebook name?
That's the only name you know me by.
What's happening, man? I'm shocked that you came to the show. Where you been?
Yes. Dang. What's up, Kim Brown?
Where you been?
I'm
going to bring Kim in because I know
she's
tripping.
He said, is that your Facebook? Like, what?
Is that your Facebook?
Queen.
I just got to be sure now. I got to be sure who it is. You can't just be saying Queen. I got to be sure.
What's up, Queen?
Hey,
wow.
How you doing?
She's here. Kim,
this
she is
Queen
here.
Queen B right here.
On? It's Friday the
13th. Listen. We haven't had her on this platform in a minute, and I'm going to enjoy it.
I mean. Oh, shit.
Yes, it has
I had to make
sure
who it was. What?
And we appreciate you coming through, Queen. I can't wait
already.
To hear what you got.
Look, with the way the night's been going, she's supposed to press one.
I waited for a while. I was doing some writing, so.
All right, well, we're going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay, taste his texture at first swallow. Ain't never sucked the star to burst like that. Notes of caramel and scorched honey. Succulent with residue from heart throb to fingertip. Pursing my lips to sip him drenched with what a resilient mouth can do. Honey, do whatever makes the fruit drip. Beneath his rolled sleeves and cufflinks, we are linked to cuff our bodies and fuck through our differences. The difference is I want you more than I am angry. Smash into me. Make my back collapse into an arch. Nipples be the reason he needs no chaser. I chase him, flood face, intoxicate him. Throw me back like shots. Back, shots, shot, back. Planted sturdy for the recoil. Snap back, kick back, pussy grip back like clenched fist on dick. Wetter than a river in a dry mouth. He wanna drink me out, turn me out the way 6 spoons, 9, 8 if I sucked the sight right out of him. Rail on my taste buds and still made that nigga talk to me. Give me that Casper white, Stop dilly-dallying with the dick when I can deep-throat your boredom. Why have kids when you can't afford them? Like, let me drink the stress out today. It's like watching God tower when I'm swallowing your power. Thanos tongue. This is villainy. I be seduction.
Hold up. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Give me the like watching God line one more time. I know damn well.
My favorite line.
I know damn well. Give me the line back. I know damn well. I didn't hear what I just heard.
It's like watching God tower when I'm swallowing your power.
Good Lord, I thought that's what I heard. She is out of line. But wait a minute. The cuff links, and we're linked fuck through differences. The difference is the wordplay is already stupid. Throw me back like back shots. Suck the what out of him? The sight? Is that motherfucker like blind now? Is that what you said? The
yeah.
See? Lord have mercy. See what I'm saying? Like, y'all done showed all the way out. She need the Voorhees Award. She need the Kiki Palmer Award, all that. Like, Kim, I got to bring her in for that. Look here. From the start, she came in.
First of all, you got to remember who you're talking to on this line. It's the bar goddess right here. So you already know it's
going to be clean. She was just out of line with it. Dilly Dally. Did she put Dilly Dally in the poem?
No. Let me get into it. She said notes of caramel and scorched honey. What a resilient mouth can do. I want you more than I am hungry. She said make my back collapse. Do you know what kind of, you know what?
I don't. I'm not familiar.
And this one right here, this is where she got me. These two lines right here is where you got me. She said, "Pussy grip back like clenched fists on."
See, I wasn't gonna repeat that. I'm not old enough to repeat that. That's why I brought you in so you can repeat that.
Wait, no. Cause see, there's more. This one right here.
There's definitely more.
Let me drink the stress out of your day. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am done.
Now, see, but I was done when she said God was going to cower. I was done right there.
You already know.
That was it.
When I heard that line, I started clutching my pearls.
See, you can't talk about God.
Wait.
You can't talk about God doing push-ups no more. You can't bring up God doing push-ups no more.
Queen, let me tell you something. There's a way to write erotica, just like I was talking about my sister Lily. Some people, you know, and I don't have no qualms against anybody that does it, but when you can do it and bring creativity and bring wordplay and bring visuals, that's how you wrap up a dope erotica piece, man. Like, I appreciate you coming through with this piece.
Thank you so much. Listen, I appreciate both of you.
Indeed. We definitely glad you made it through to the show. And like I tell everybody, if you know anything you want to share on the event page, please, you know, make sure you share that. I know you got stuff you're doing. You're still on Clubhouse doing your thing and all of that. So, you know, put that out there so people can come check you out, hear some more of that dope ass, you know, verbiage you got. And hopefully you come back kicking with us one more game in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Well done. Thank you both.
And you know I had to give you the Jason Voorhees Award. Come on now. You came on here showing out, killing Mike.
She killed the mic.
Go on and check that event page out. Your award is up there. Thank you.
Out of line. All right. So this is how we're going to do it tonight. I appreciate you. We're going to go to the next caller. We got 240 in the building.
What's up?
Oh, shit. What's up, bro?
Everything good, man. It's fortunate, man.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Yeah.
It's been a good night, man. How you feeling?
Fortunate like Mary Bell, man.
Hey, you're right. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. So, you been able to listen to the show tonight?
Yeah, I've been listening to some of it. You know, I'm enjoying it.
That's what's up, brother. I'm glad you made it through, man. We always have a good time when you come through, man. I know you got something for me.
Umbrella, blowing the wind, you know what I mean? She, the way she do, you know, creating hurricanes all the way in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the way you do it, you know what I mean? You've been,
I don't even remember what I did.
Are,
the way this pole just split tonight,
I
don't even remember what I did. He told us killed it. I don't even remember what I spent tonight. Yeah, he was doing their thing.
Yeah,
I appreciate you, man. I always appreciate you coming
birthday,
through.
Man.
Yeah, I had a good time, bro. I had a good time, man. I appreciate the shout out.
Yeah. So.
So I'm gonna let you do your thing, man. I know you came through to spit. I know you got some. What you got? Maybe you got some freestyle. Maybe you got something you wrote. But I know it's Friday the 13th, so I ain't even going to pretend like I'm ready for what you got. I'm just going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Oh, yeah. This is Friday the 13th. The name of my freestyle is going to be called The Microphone Massacre. Let me take one deep breath. I'm ready to go ahead and take a challenge and go ahead and have the advantage. And I'm on a murder spree and I'm holding the key. I'm ready. I'm so deadly. I'm going to go ahead and give an unforgiving spit and make sure that my words keep flowing and I never quit, that I never keep anything that's counterfeit. I want to leave the mic hanging. I want to blaze the mic. I want to mutilate the microphone because I'm in the deeper zone and that it will be known and everything that be shown, my grown, my growth. See, it's so bigger than me. Poetic dreams, my self-esteem and everything that I'm fighting like a damn machine. I'm here. The Friday the 13th, call me Jason, call me Michael, call me the killer of a higher title. You can call me Freddy Krueger, I'll murder your dreams and everything that you know. When I make the mic scream, I'm here, the microphone massacre. When I get ready, it's like I can feel the power of the hour. I can feel the mutilation in place. I can go ahead and murder the mic and have a smile on my face. I'm here. I'm here to capture your dream. I'm here because everything that may seem that I am going somewhere, want to speak the mic with honor, want to speak the mic like the killer doctor. Me, I am that automatic, that one with the purpose, and I am going to murder this mic and make nervous. I'm here for it all. I am the mic massacre, and my own mind is a challenger. This automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine, jig is in, I'm all in, wiper and dry.
I see you, bro. Like, you got that. That ability to just go off the top, man. I can't do it, bro. I always got to commend you for that, bro. That ain't me. I am not that brother that does it like that. Not anymore, anyway. When I was younger, man, but no, not now. Definitely not, bro. Like shit. Man, you elevate here and there. You know what I'm saying? You get to there. You know, I'm gonna let my sister say a little something to you. I know you ain't hollered at Kim in a minute.
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, you be doing your thing. I'll be hearing you.
I try. I got to keep up with the rest of y'all. The way y'all come through here, you know, me and Keith, we can't come through with nothing slack now. You know, we got y'all coming through with some serious next level ink. And I got to give it to you just like my brother said, like your ability to be able to flow off the top, you know, pick and really stay relevant, like with the topics that you speak about and the flow of the actual piece. Because some people can do it, but it doesn't flow well. You do that pretty well. And, man, I just really love hearing your off-the-top stuff, man. That's hard. How do you, like, tell me a little bit about how you even get in that space. Like, how does that come to you like that? How do you piece that together just off the top like that?
I'm going to tell you, you know who inspired me to do this? King Kasi.
Mm.
My brother from Detroit. God bless his soul. I still think about him sometimes, how he changed my whole poem. Because I would never perform without writing. But, you know, I talked to him, you know, many a times. And he just inspired me. And Kane, I had to put Kane out there too. Kane had the 3x3. And I would have to bring my best for the 3x3. That show helped me out a lot. King Kasi was my biggest inspiration as far as freestyling. But, you know, I've been liking what you've been doing, Kimbrella. Bringing our poets that passed away in the limelight, like Sidani Monet.
Yeah, we got to remember them.
That girl could sing. She was like an angel singing.
Yeah, I always
absolutely.
Try to.
Absolutely. Now you got to bring her up like that, bro. You got to bring her up, man.
Yeah, man, we gotta pay tribute to everybody that came along with us.
Yeah, man,
Kelsey was
legit.
Yeah,
she was legit, man.
What's so crazy
absolutely.
Is that Sidani's government name is the same name as my cousin's name.
Oh, really?
Already.
Exact name.
That's what's up.
Nikki Williams.
Yeah, that's our sister. So, you know, I always try to show love every now and then. And I appreciate you for coming through and just always being family, always showing love, being a part of us. And, you know, keep doing what you do. We love hearing it. And we love when you bring it. I appreciate you, my brother.
Hey, I hope y'all appreciate me being silly on y'all post, you know.
I can't with him. I cannot.
Maybe wilding out, man. But yeah, I appreciate you for always coming through, man. You definitely bring a lot of light to the event page, man. Real talk.
All right, thank you, man. One love for Mike to y'all both. Until
one love
both.
Already. All right, looks like we got one more caller for the night. We got 757 in the building.
Hey, Keith. This is Liz.
What's going on? How you be?
I'm good. Hey, sister.
Hey, I'm glad you made it to the show.
Yeah, I've been running around like something crazy. I just got in here, like, after Hostess, so.
That's what's up. I'm glad you made it in. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
What I've heard of it has been off the chain.
That's what's up. Yeah, these poets have been doing the damn thing tonight. They've been doing the damn thing tonight.
I brought something kind of different tonight. It's Friday the 13th. I wrote this piece a few months ago. And it's the truth of a situation that I've lived with. And Friday the 13th seemed like the right day to bring it. I've never spit it. I probably won't spit it again after tonight.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, we're going to give you the space to do that. So I'm going to press mute.
All right.
Mic is yours.
This piece is called Over. It's over. It's finally over. That one who has menaced my whole existence is dead. Took my innocence when I was only 9. Made me believe it was love when all it was his selfish desire to use me. The thing that set me up to believe that all I was a vessel for someone else's pleasure. Taught me that I was made to please others and made to feel bad if I said no. He was the one who used me on the bathroom floor, and when it was caught, he made them believe I started it, and I suffered for it. Insides broken, battered and bruised, and left alone in my house because I didn't know how to act. So they all went back to the party while I tended to my bloody thighs and tried to figure out if the pain in my body was as great as the one in my heart. Tormented me throughout the years. Every family gathering, he sat beside me at dinner, next to me in the family room, and crept into my sleeping room just to stand and watch me slumber. This has been my life till today. When I heard he finally stopped wasting God's air, Friday afternoon, 3:30 p.m., no wonder the air got lighter. Rest in hell, Uncle. You earned it.
Damn. That is a deep piece right there. I'm getting the impression that that came from a real place.
Yeah, it did. It did. From the age of 9 until that man died, he tortured me. Up until the last 2 weeks of his life, he was still trying to make me come see him because he wanted one more taste.
Oh, my gosh. What the fuck is that? That's terrible. Yeah, that is absolutely terrible. And I do understand how you could feel releasing this poem being this the last time. So I do hope that you do feel the release from this being the last time and can move forward. You know, with and feel lighter.
I wrote the piece the day he died, but I've never spit it. I just couldn't bring myself to do so. So it's been sitting in a folder since June. But I felt like I needed to spit it, and what better day to do so than Friday the 13th?
And I'm glad that the platform was here for you to feel comfortable enough to do that. Hopefully, once again, you do feel lighter from being able to spit this piece and hopefully be able to move on, you know, from this piece and from him. And that he holds no more power over you.
Yeah, it felt good to get it out.
Already. Well, we do appreciate you coming through to the show. And once again, you can spit whatever on this platform. Hopefully, you're able to make it back in a couple of weeks and give us some more of your work.
I definitely will try to be here.
Indeed, indeed.
Thank you.
Lisa Lips doing her thing. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, Lisa. I'm probably just, this delay is crazy. We are coming to the end of the show here. Lisa was the last caller. So what I'm going to do real quick is give people a little bit of a time to figure out if they want to press 1 or see if I'm going to be convinced to be the show killer myself. There's a poem that I may do. We'll see. And we'll come right back, give you about 4 minutes to think about it, and we'll come back. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. Be right back.
white people, I am not your Negro. Yeah, black people, y'all just got your hero. All these rap demons, I'm about to depot. Me and Asada, my ATL and alter ego. The Queen of Sheba and Musa Keita, produce a heater. Salute your teacher, my newest seat is a future leader. A testament of my evolution to excellence. To be or not to be human, that's what the question is. I'm still the answer regardless, rappers is moving targets. Acknowledge me as the smartest passenger moving forward. My little sister bars blast like Kalashnikov. Just because heavy bass dance like Barishnikov. The sound pierce like bullets and swords from a nation under attack. Like bullets and boards, and I'm repping the foundation to the fullest, of course. Today another life was lost and it could have been yours. Whether in Colorado or Collie Park, you but a mile apart from the sharpness of my remarks. The black oligarch making weaponry out of art. My supplier, so Messiah, told me we gotta talk. I walk through the dark. Now do I roll deep or do I hold heat? Now am I laid back or a control freak? Rocking the crown gilded in gold leaf. I'm from a place where the people dream but don't sleep.
You now tuned in to the classics. This fine art needs work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glasses. You now tuned in to the classics. This fine art needs work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glasses.
Look, I don't want to keep this dialogue alive. They still don't know I'm out for blood, I'm not surprised. I keep my fangs well hidden behind a model smile. And this tyrannical grammar stay italicized by design. I'm emphatically beast over every domain. I surveilly pray a state to paralysis with my rabid eyes. And me and thought together, portrait of your worst fears. The darkness come to light when two leviathans are fraternizing. My stock's spinning from God's innards to moral sentences. Till every mob within yards beyond penitence. Squad minute for meanest demeanor and lauren lyrics. We broke God's inner tables and squat like the lines. Picture the album home. Me, I'm scripture embodied, holy 16, so the fiend, the redeemer, picture of pious, quoting my verses like, I'm second coming, that's just one word that I've been heard described. I'm old bottle across the Tupac and the cause is all eyes on me when I occupy space immersed in white, cause I'm lit like a 7 day, my third eye lit, stay wide open like it's broken, it's unsettling, it's a high risk going up against my pedigree, it's black thoughts and rock the ibis in its petaway, way, way. The dark matter enigmatic figure dwelling shadow then emerge with my genetics triggered. The sleeping dying the ether supplier keep a wire. So in every verse of this circuit you make repeat required.
We're firing a live round out of the cartridge. The foul words written on parchment. High and exhausted police and fire department main culprit. A glimmer in the eye of the target. The mind of a marksman.
The word source was preferred source of that black magic. The same orifice that fame voiceless as fat acid. The dream eater, the green reaper, the scene killer. The sonic boom and the MC and Elohim meter.
The sights of the grim reaper, the gatekeeper, the late creeper, the street sweeper, that thing deeper, the complete speaker, the Bengali. Went from reaper in the alley to freaking with a Somali. On the beaches of Malawi, now he's the luminary, the heavy pituitary. Knew it very early on, I be the legendary. Hot as inside of my vocabulary, contemporary. Personally autographing every obituary. Y'all.
Renaissance. And we're back, people. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. And it looks like we will end the show here, but I'm going to go ahead and do a little something here. I've been pushed to do it, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to be the show killer tonight. She calls me master, like Bruce Lee, because the pussy is going to get these hands. Finger play makes legs kick like kitten play. Ain't gonna hurt nobody, but her body is wet and gushy, and it doesn't hurt that my fingers alternate slow and fast. I'm giving a master class, controlling the beat like Timberland. Can you hear her scream in the forest where timber lands? I can't deny it's justified. Her Timberlake makes a sound like mac and cheese mixed with an earthquake and not the comedic one. Although she does sometimes laugh uncontrollably after she comes, I don't come fast. I come last, unless she makes me come twice. She comes in concession like one long lecture, and the lesson, be it one or 100, there's no need to do the math. You see, you're in her DM, her pussy, giving me baths. You're texting WYD. She's asking me, why your dick? Giving all this sensation. Her mouth is giving dick fixation. You got Twitter fingers. She makes sure her tongue has my kids over for dinner. You text asking what she has on, and if that's the case, it's written all over her face. So she doesn't have to say a word. We are not the same. Don't blame me. Blame the sheets with wet streaks we left behind in the places we sleep. Blame the strokes, not tachycardia. I mean, it does involve her heart, but this one is in her throat. I mean, there's levels and layers. I'm a throat slayer. I got dibs on her tonsils. Might not be in her ribs, but these strokes come with defib. And even if I get a little rough and beat all her holes up, there's no need to lie. She's not left bruised like a love. An excuse for a black eye. This is not a ruse or a farce. You don't need a medical chart to understand. Actually has a heart that beats in her. And that heart grew and bust the seams like the Grinch at Christmas. And even if you test the litmus, it's all wet and melted away. I broke her levee like paper mache. Machete might be the best name for me because I'm cutting off all memories of past fools like bamboo in the rainforest of Saigon. I'm a vet, but not in mine, but her explosions are napalm. It's hot in here, but whoa, Nelly, her jelly resembles buckshot while I'm giving back shots, and I'm not for free in R. Kelly. But she comes more vigorously after I smack that ass when she seems like she's ready. I came for all the smoke, for all the water, so I manned the boat. We float like clowns with red balloons. We live to die in monsoons. We dance with the devil under the pale moon. And since the moon controls the tide, I was built to ride in her waves. She waves her hand in the air like pastor in a pulpit was preaching directly to her. And before someone screams blasphemy, she's not a Baptist. Though she could have fooled me, face splashed like I got woke from a wet dream, but her wet stream is reality, Bitcoin, different streams of income, so in comes the caveat. When I come to plant seeds, she deems there is wealth in her, sings the God in me, gets on her knees and bows, not simply because I'm worthy, but also because she's blessed to be the one with whole generations of me on her lips to speak upon. The energy is so loud in here, you think the speaker's on. It creeps along neural pathways, call it Layla Hathaway, because when she says my name, it's not Ebonics, it's multiphonics, two pitches at once, like two satchel pages in the game throwing twin flames down the middle. She looks over her shoulder because I done swung this stick so hard, I done knocked all this shit over. With no time left on the clock, she falls asleep with her hand in the air like Jordan taking the last shot. You and her DM talking to yourself, texting, hey, we cuddled, passed out in puddles like the room just rained. We are not the same. And it's hot. That's going to be the end of the show, people. We'll bring Kim in. Kim, what's happening?
Yeah. You know you out of control.
I gotta be the show killer. Now I'm gonna be the show killer.
Yeah.
Know. Come on, give me the Jason Voorhees tonight too. I mean,
you did not disappoint, sir. You did not disappoint. It is Friday the 13th. You know, from the top of the show, it just opened up off the hinges, and you just knocked it completely out of there, like. Damn, like, the Yo, you be having so many references that once you wrap your mind around one, it's like five others hitting you in the head. Like, damn. I haven't heard that piece in a long time, but, man, I sure enjoy it. It was a perfect way to end the show. I just want to shout out everybody that comes through the Renaissance Poetry every time we're on. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate how you bring your pens and elevate them with us. We appreciate sharing space and time with us. You could have been anywhere else, and you were here, and we really, really appreciate y'all.
Indeed, indeed. The way that you guys continue to come through, just like a family reunion, means a lot to us. It's been so many times where we feel like, you know, maybe we don't want to do the show or we're not feeling up to the show, but I'm telling y'all, the energy y'all bring, y'all make it for us. Like, we don't know what we're going to do sometimes, but the way you guys come through here, you make it for us. You make it happen, and it's always appreciated. Every time we do the show, you guys show up, and we're thankful for that. And with that being said, this is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Baby, baby.
Peace.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the real entertainment network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Oh.